Electronic with Jet Silver. The sound of the underground.
Welcome back to Glamtronic. That was Simi Nah with a song called Bride in Black. You may remember quite a long time ago I played a cover version of Fade to Grey that was surprisingly good, and that featured her. Sadly, she doesn't record an awful lot in English. She tends to record in French, which I do find a bit of a barrier. I don't mind the odd song in French, but not sort of entire albums. But she is really, really good, so you might want to go and check her out. The name's a bit unusual, so I'll spell it for you, so if you're going to Google her, it makes it so much easier. Simi is S-I-M-I, and Na is N-A-H. I should point out that's how I pronounce her name. She may well pronounce it considerably differently. Since the last podcast, Zane Griff has had a new album out. All the songs, bar two cover versions, are co-written with Chris Payne, who of course wrote Fade to Grey, or co-wrote it rather, with for Visage, and also worked with Gary Newman a great deal. So I'm going to play a song from that album. So this is Zane Griff with Walking in the Rain.
Tu caches mes larmes.
I'm
Maybe it's just me, but I do think there's a sort of a hint of Visage or Midura era Ultravox about that song. Like I say, maybe it's me, but I think I can detect it there. Okay, quite a few regular listeners do sometimes tell me that much as they enjoy the synth stuff, they would love to hear a few more guitars. So this is for you. I mean, there was guitars on that last track, but this one is specifically for you. This is Rendezvous with Double Zero.
Thank you.
Looking back at what I've just played, I've kind of unintentionally, accidentally given it a bit of a French theme, to be honest. So I'm going to just make out that that was deliberate and have one more. This is O Animo with Night.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Here's another artist I've played previously. This is Mitra Mitra with Indecisive Split Decision.
Thank you. position. Each move choreographed with blind precision. Indecisive, split decision. Each move choreographed with blind precision.
Musically reminds me of early Human League a bit. Obviously the vocals are completely different, but I think there's a lot of sounds there that certainly make me think of Reproduction and Travelogue. Anyway, that's the first sort of part of the show. This next part, this is the 50th Glamtronic half a century. I must confess, I never really anticipated doing this many. It was just something to do during lockdown, but here we are. So I thought I'd do something a little bit different. What I've done, I've gone back to the first ever Glamtronic, which quite frankly in many ways was absolutely awful, but you got to start somewhere. And I had a feature which was the first the three best songs that Kraftwerk never made. So I'm going to repeat them because they're all great. I'll tell you what they are at the end, but you may recognise some of them. But here they are from the first ever Glamtronic, the three best records that Kraftwerk never made.
Secret, you can sell it at the bar. And yes, we'd love to see your microfilm. We're dancing on the Berlin Wall. Dancing on the Berlin Wall.
We'll be right back. So what is
So there you are, three absolutely brilliant tracks in my opinion. They were Dancing on the Berlin Wall by Rational Youth, Valentina Pereshkova by Computer, and finally Artist Architect by John Costello. And this brings us to the final part of the show, and this is, I've had to do this a few times before, and quite frankly, the frequency that I'm having to do it now is bloody awful, because it reminds you of your own mortality. And this is where I remember people who have passed away since the last podcast. And the first one is the sad passing of Chris Cross, bass player of Ultravox, both with John Fox and the Medjua lineup. And here is one of those that I think the bass is quite nifty on. This is Ultravox with The Thin Wall.
Just living lines from books we've read. Without the spheres of this gone by, with
Before I close the show with a final song in remembrance of Steve Harley, as I'm sure some of you will have guessed, I just want to say thanks for joining me, and please join me for the next one. Until then, take care. Here's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel with Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me.
Nothing left. All gone and run away. You have to hide.
you are running.